What's in Outdoors every Friday morning at this time? KVOE brought to you by our good friends at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. And from Studio North out at Council Grove Lake, we say good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. You talk about a coincidence. Jesse is my next door neighbor, two houses down.
Really?
To the west, yes. You want me to go shout at her?
Well, Jesse was on, they're on their way somewhere in the vehicle, so their cell phone signal was spotty, so we'll have to try to regroup and get Jesse back on here, Phil.
And that lady swings a mean kayak paddle. I love seeing her and her husband going up the lake kayaking. That's just one of the things that we enjoy down here. And, Ron, you know, last week during the show, a Purple Martin showed up here at Studio North, and believe it or not, we just saw six come in.
Oh, okay.
So that's really cool. And by we, I have a real favorite guest of mine right here in the studio, Carson Pauls. And Carson, the young man, is really doing a lot of things with volunteering, and he's been my left shoulder this past week. He's come visit me on Tuesday, and so if we see a gorilla run across it back here at Studio North, I got someone here to let you know that it is true. So Carson, I tell you, this boy is involved in so many things. I'm so proud of him. Yesterday we went to Cabela's and was part of a presentation where they gave us a mass amount of fishing equipment to give away. And Carson, he could read the labels on those reels, and he knew more about them than I did, and that was really cool to see. But then we'll be going back there Saturday to do a pro during their a program during their gone fishing days. A little bit about Carson. He's 13 years old. He is a Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Fish Kansas Junior Assisting Volunteer, which I call JAV. And this summer is going to be his first summer out at Camp Alexander, where he is a LIT, which is a leader in training. And under the watchful eye of Juan out there, I know he's going to be a good job. So, Carson, how long have you been going to Camp Alexander?
Oh, about 7 or 8 years or so.
And you're only 13?
Yeah.
What's your favorite activities out there?
Oh, I like to go fishing at the ponds and help all the little kids and catch a lot of fish and all that.
By fishing at the ponds, which one of them is your favorite pond?
My favorite pond to fish at is the one that's right behind the office. It's really good pond.
What do you catch out there, Carson?
There's some decent-sized bass and some pretty good catfish.
Now, are those ponds something that anybody can fish in at any time, Carson?
No, they're private ponds. They're only for the kids that go to the camp.
I'll tell you, that's something that we do stress in the programs we do, is respect of other people, their property, and getting permission and things like that. What other activities do you participate in out there, Carson?
We do a lot of, like, whole group games, so we all go out in the woods and play this thing called Camp War Z, and we just run around and tag each other and stuff, and yeah.
Do they still have the Gaga pit?
Yeah, we still play a lot of Gaga.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ron, did you try to get with me? Hello, Ron?
Yeah, Phil?
Yeah, I heard something else, like you might have been talking to Deidre.
No. You're good.
Okay, well, Carson talked about all the things he likes to do out at camp. And do they still have the Halloween event out there as a big fundraiser, Carson?
I don't know for sure, but I think so.
Well, what other things do you plan on doing this summer?
Here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to Minnesota. Hopefully I get to go pike fishing, catch some big fish.
Are you looking for equipment to take to Minnesota? You pretty well know how you're going to fish for muskies and northern pike?
No, I don't really know how to, but I plan on learning how.
And what other things do you like to do during the summer? You mentioned something about dirt bikes. Is that bicycles or four-wheeling?
No, I like to ride my dirt bike a lot, and I like to go out and trail ride on horses and stuff. and just have a good time.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, Carson is a very active young man, and I'm so proud to know this boy, I guarantee you. So let's go to that first break, Ron, or do you want to go ahead and talk about What's Younger Days?
No, go ahead. We'll take our first break, and we'll be back with more of What's In Outdoors right after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Blue Stem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer, and it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Blue Stem's got it. Get it at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:38, sunshine and 78 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors on KBOE. Phil Totten from Council Grove Lake Studio North. Phil, back to you.
I tell you, Ron, Carson, he's already taking off now and going fishing. But he thinks this lake life is pretty easy, but he doesn't know what we got planned this afternoon. Is a garden, a hole, and grass to mow. So that's all part of it, too. But he is really a joy to work with. Yesterday, like I mentioned, we went to Cabela's and as part of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Fish Kansas instructor program. We were asked to come there and take part in a special donation ceremony where they give us 110 fishing combos. And, Ron, already we've made donations to Camp Alexander and also the Sahara District of the Boy Scouts of America out of Emporia, so they'll be getting posed. We had three chapters of Fishing's Future there with us, and so we plan on, like I said, it's a chicken in every pot and a fishing pole in every kid's hands this summer, I'll guarantee you. But we have a good time with that, and if anybody is interested in becoming a certified Fish Kansas volunteer instructor, please have them get in touch with me, or a hunter ed instructor. Get in touch with me or Roger Wells, and we'll get you out there. We need all the volunteers we can get. But I can be reached by my phone, 342. I'm sorry, that was my old number, 620-794-5373, or email at outdoors@kvoe.com. Ron, we did have our second drawing for 14 weekly winners and for our summer-long family fishing contest. And I just can't believe, Ron, when you have a drawing, how things are so weird. And that's why we've teamed with the Flint Hills Life Channel so they can show our drawing live and who wins. But this past week and in the second week, we've had two repeat winners. For the bass category, Lucy Palmquist, who is 11 here at Council Grove, she won the bass, and we'll have pictures of these kids up on Facebook. But her mother, Dawn, is my physical therapist to get this shoulder in place. Catfishing now, we had Sierra and Stella Parrott from Overland Park. And her father sent me an entry for those kids. And then I really didn't know if I want to say this, but he is a professional bass fisherman, yet he's sending me a picture of a catfish. Crappie, and this is another repeat winner from last week, and out of a pot that has over 50 crappie entries, Diego Avendano of Bouchong is our winner again. So he has another nice gift certificate waiting for him at the Council Grove Marina. Now, Ron, this is where things are really weird. Young man Cruz Bradley from Salina, he came down last week and did the drawing. And he drew Carson's name out of there to win the Sunfish Division. So Carson, since he was with me since Tuesday, I had him do the drawing for us on Wednesday. And Carson drew Bradley's name out of the park. Those kids do not know each other, I guarantee you. And then again, in our fifth category, which is a walleye, and I really hate to throw a walleye into a category called rough fish, but also in this category is any critter you catch. Kids, you know, they'll bring something in, at least my grandkids did. What's this, Pawpaw? I'm sure glad they didn't bring in a rattlesnake or something, but our rough fish category, or category five, is anything you catch, including snakes, frogs, lightning bugs, or any critter that you want to do. One little girl has already sent in an entry of an inchworm. So keep those entries coming. I love talking to the parents and the kids all about their entries and their adventures in the outdoors. Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll finish up the What's In Outdoors show for this Friday.
All right, Phil Tartan from Council Grove Lake. This is What's In Outdoors on KVOE. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
When you mow your lawn, it always looks good. But when you trim it as well, boy, it looks great. Bluestem has the power of steel, lawn, and hedge trimmers for every size job to keep your yard looking clean and tidy. They're the ones used by professionals and homeowners who demand high-quality equipment. And steel is more affordable than you think. After you mow, give your lawn the perfect shave with a steel trimmer from Bluestem. For authorized sales and service of steel trimmers, see Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 844. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors every Friday morning, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Phil Totten coming to us from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Phil, I just had a caller ask me if you knew where all the hummingbirds have went to. Phil?
Well, we saw some earlier, and I've been a little bit, lax in getting my hummingbird feeders, but there still are a few around. They are coming in, but not in big numbers. I'd say the hummingbirds are more out here anyway, out into the woods with young, and there's just so many things in the wild that they can eat. They don't really need to come to the hummingbird feeders that you have. Matter of fact, I did a program one time down in Neodache. It was part of the Flint Oaks Hunter's Ed program. And going through there, I did see a guy had some hummingbird feeders up. But there wasn't anything around there in the way of flowers and things to eat. So like crappie, like anything, they are where they are. I do expect a little bit later on, more and more hummingbirds will be coming in. I haven't heard anything about them being on an endangered species or threatened like our lesser prairie chicken. So keep those feeders up. You do want to keep them into more of a shady area so your nectar doesn't get fermented on that. But they will be back, I guarantee you.
All right. Good answer. They'll be back. Okay.
But Ron, I'll tell you, I had to break the bad news to Carson just right before the show. Joe Bragg called me up, and Joe is with Kansas Crappie Club and Trump 30 Guide Service. And Joe wanted to know, did I want to go fishing today? And so I said, Joe, I just got so much on the plate, and I can't go. And so anyway, I did mention maybe Carson would want to. But anyway, I went out on the porch. Carson was getting his fishing poles together, and I said, Carson, I got some bad news for you. And he said, well, what's that? I said, we can't do that mowing and garden hoeing today because Joe Bragg called and he wants to go fishing. Carson said, what's so bad about that? So the innocence of youth, I guarantee you. But anyway, Joe said that crappie are in the post-spawn stage. And I always thought when they went post-spawn, they went up to outer space, you never could see them anymore. Or they was like a unicorn. They just had a rare appearance, and all that was during the spawn. But now they are out more in the suspended. And believe it or not, Joe said they're picking them up trolling using a what you call a Bandit 300, which is a crankbait. And these guys got it down so perfected. by using a crankbait and getting involved with a line counter combo, which is a reel that will let you know how much line goes out. And most of them are set up with like 10-pound test. But with your electronics, if you see the crappie that are maybe 10, 12 feet down, by regulating your speed and how fast you're trolling and how much line you have out, this Bandit 300 will get right into that level to where those crappie are. And they are picking up some big fish, I guarantee you. A crappie has a big mouth, and a Bandit 300 is a pretty big crankbait lure, but they're getting them. They're getting them with it. So, Ron, last week we were at the Ravenwood Lodge. That's Ken Cobra's place right outside of Topeka near Auburn. Had 125 kids, not counting the parents and mentors. And, of course, we introduced them to fishing and met some real nice folks. But it's something that, and they'll be doing it again next year, first week in June, that you want to go to because there's just all kind of activities being offered. One thing that I really marveled at was how fast they could get these kids to throw a tomahawk or a hatchet. You know, some of that is now being put out in places and having competitions with that. But I marveled at seeing the kids pick up that. Had a real good instruction on poison ivy. That was cool. And what I liked about these presenters, they led the kids into a little walk through the woods to see the poison ivy, and unbeknownst to them, there was a turkey hunter in this woods in full camo. And sometimes they couldn't see that hunter till she jumped out of the bush on them. So that was always fun to see. Ron, that ought to be. Oh, I got something else going on here. Symphony on the Flint Hills is coming up, and just in my wild space area, the wildflowers are starting to bloom, and I know the prairies are really looking good. So if you get out there, you do want to note, you know, some of the flowers that you see, and know that you can't get out of your car and dig them up, but the what I call the butterfly weed is an orange weed that the monarch's butterfly really like. It's starting to bloom. We have different kind of cone flowers. Of course, the indigo plants are blooming now, so it ought to be a very interesting trail walk out there, Symphony on the Flint Hills.
So are you leading any walks out there this year, Phil?
No, I'll be at Cabela's doing a fishing program this year. Doing that. But there's so much going on out there. I did really like to take part in that prairie walk, and it's just so educational for me. And I know the symphony goers will find a good lot of education the centers going in there leading up to the sunsetting symphony going on.
Yeah, doors open. We will be. Yeah, gates open at 1 o'clock, by the way, tomorrow. And that's at the North Lakeview Pasture in Morris County, just outside of Council Grove. So.
Be sure to bring you a lot of water.
Yeah, no kidding. You got that right.
This heat has been coming on. We'll be doing that fishing program at Cabela's, and Cabela's will be doing Gone Fishing Days from June 12th and 13th, and then also June 18th and 19th. On June 18th, Watson Outdoors will be over at the new Aquatic Research and Outdoor Center, Outreach Center, doing a fishing program. I think the Emporia Rec Center will be a part of that too, but that's going to be a fun event and breaking that place in. And of course, the 19th is going to be another big fishing derby there at Peter Pan Park, and that's where we're trying to put the outing back in scouting. That's Cub Scout District doing that fishing derby, and it'll go from 8 to noon. I hope to get the people who's putting that derby on the radio show, if we can, to talk a little bit more about that. But I do know that it'll go 8 to noon, and fishing till 11, trophies for the biggest catch, the smallest catch, and the weirdest catch. Sounds so like my contest going on. We'll be there first, second, and third in each category. So, Ron, thank you. We appreciate you, and Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, from Studio North, just on the Council Grove Lake there. Phil, active, busy guy. Loving the outdoors and loving those kids. Get those kids out there and active. What's and Outdoors every Friday morning here at KVOE. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. It is 8:52.
Some Democrats in Congress want an investigation into what they're calling an attack on democracy. During the Trump administration, the Justice Department seized records from Apple that were linked to at least two Democratic members of Congress. More from ABC's Mary Bruce.
Apple turned over what's known as metadata, so no photos, no emails. But the Justice Department also put a gag order on Apple, meaning that none of these members of Congress knew they were caught up in any of this until just now.
Those two members were Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. The communications of some of their aides, family members, and at least one minor child were also seized. No comment from former attorneys General Barr and Sessions. President Biden in England at the G7 Summit of World Leaders. Today, the group is going to announce their support of a 15% minimum corporate tax rate. Authorities in Florida say the man who shot and killed a one-year-old boy and his grandmother at a Royal Palm Beach grocery store Thursday before killing himself had no known relationship or links to the victim. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Is it time to paint your house but you don't know who to call? Just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Whether it is a single